Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe and Grace with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government will launch an inquiry into the state's CFMEU branch, investigating bullying, coercive and illegal practices. It was announced following reports about the Queensland construction industry, which saw 55 people interviewed over the course of 3 months. They feared retribution for being critical witnesses of crimes. The inquiry can oblige witnesses to share evidence, and charges can be recommended when it's completed. Deputy Premier and Minister for Industrial Relations Jared Blay said the investigation will restore safety and rule of law on Queensland construction sites. As NAIDOC Week celebrations continued across Queensland, the Crisafulli government announced a further $3 million to support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mental health. 7 organisations have received funding through the second round of social and emotional well-being grants, delivering community-driven initiatives aimed at improving the mental health and overall well-being of our First Peoples. Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships, Fiona Simpson, said the funding empowers local leaders to drive meaningful outcomes in improving mental health. The Crisafulli government is focused on supporting our First Peoples across Queensland and making a real impact on closing the gap, Minister Simpson said. In national news, scientists from the University of South Australia have developed a treatment that will simplify treatment plans of people living with Parkinson's disease. The medication functions as an injection that is applied subdermally and would last a week, condensing the need for 3 or 4 daily oral medications and reducing the impact on patients who may miss a single dose. The medication is set to start human trials soon and should become available approximately 6 months after trials conclude.
UNESCO has granted World Heritage status to the Murujuga cultural landscape, located in Western Australia's northwest. The area is home to over 1 million pieces of ancient Aboriginal rock art, some dating back 50,000 years. Advisory body, the International Council on Monuments and Sites, warned that the site's conservation was under major threat from the presence of industrial pollution. Traditional custodians from the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation and Federal Environment Minister Murray Watt were in Paris for the decision, following a campaign to protect the site from emissions linked to Woodside's nearby gas project. Murujuga is now Australia's 21st World Heritage Site, alongside the Great Barrier Reef and the Sydney Opera House. In international news, French President Emmanuel Macron has agreed to the creation of a new Caledonian state, but not to giving the nation independence. The call came after an extensive period of civil unrest due to voting rights being given to non-Indigenous residents in the archipelago, with many Kanak residents fearing it would leave them in a permanent minority. French Parliament is still set to vote on the agreement before New Caledonians take part in a referendum on the issue early next year. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little chilly this morning, so hold on to your jumpers for the time being. It's currently 9.6 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you, Zedlines, for those updates. Very quick back announce. Before the news, we had